The subject of drones moves closer to home. Drones are flying vehicles operated by remote control. The U.S. military equips them with cameras and weapons and uses them to spy on and attack suspected enemies. Wisconsin legislators are considering potential rules governing the use of drones by police and civilians. Chris Amity is executive director of the local American Civil Liberties Union. It favors regulations largely to protect privacy. Amity says law enforcement increasingly views drones as a new tool for fighting crime.
And also there's a lot of concern that people could go down to the hobby shop and buy drones that are kind of like little helicopters and use them to spy on their neighbors or their business competitors. A drone can be tied into GPS tracking devices and other things that would allow law enforcement or anybody to basically follow an individual and keep track of them. And this might be done for a criminal investigation. If that's the case, we think there should be a warrant.
The demonstrations I've seen against drones, they always have a model airplane or something, and it's buzzing, and you know it's there.
There are so many different types of drones. Some are large fixed-wing aircraft. Some are smaller, you know, maybe 4.5 feet long, 10-foot wingspan. But even those can get up to 19,000 feet and stay aloft for 24 hours. And then, of course, there are drones that are much smaller, too, and maybe they can't go quite as high and they can't stay up as long, but still they could be used covertly. That's why for some legitimate purposes for drones, we'd also like to see some regulation of that. And one of the things would be public notice.
What would be the difference between having a camera in a drone and someone having a camera in their smartphone and be recording people without their knowledge?
Well, we've got problems of law enforcement using smartphone technology to record people, or Google Glass. You know, it's not out yet, but there's all kinds of people that are concerned about use of that emerging technology. Drones are part of a whole range of technologies that we really need to make sure that our values, such as privacy, are protected, and we just don't use the technology because we can use it. The technology, everyone acknowledges, is way ahead of the law.
Well, Wisconsin could pass a law regulating the use. What is the role of the FAA? Does the FAA have a role if these are things in the sky?
Congress has been pushing the FAA to ease up regulations allowing for more drone use. And we would like to see the FAA respond to that pressure from Congress by helping to establish some regulations that protect us from abuse both by law enforcement and private actors. And there's also a bill that would try to do that. Congressman Sensenbrenner held a hearing on the bill last week, and one of the first to testify was the American Civil Liberties Union.
You're concerned about this. Who's on the other side pushing in the other direction?
Well, the manufacturers, the people that make and sell drones and, you know, unmanned vehicles, whether it's Honeywell or Boeing, you know, they're out there pushing this. And I'm sure that where law enforcement people gather, there the salesmen from Honeywell and Boeing are gathering too, and they're sort of pushing this as we see in a lot of technologies out there. The products still have to be used within the parameters of our Constitution that protects our American values.